Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready for this one?
UCR.
Go.
We saying what we want. Give it to you, not a gun. Any place, any time. Not afraid to speak our mind. That's just the way we roll. We never gonna go. Unstoppable, original, uncensored radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Catch Up on Uncensored Radio. This is your host, Steffi K. James, you want to pipe
hello.
In over there?
Sure.
Hello.
Hello, everybody. This is Jamesy, and you are listening to the 7th episode of the Catch Up.
It is.
Or was last week our 7th episode? I don't remember. I'm losing
no,
track
that was
of the
number 6.
Last week was number 6.
You are.
But, yeah, this is number 7.
Yeah.
7 weeks.
It
We've been
is.
Doing this for almost 2 months, girl.
Hell yeah. It's been an interesting adventure, to say the least. But I love it, and I want to say thank you guys so much for tuning in. Thank you guys for listening to us, playing us back on demand. And we just love you guys. We have a great show for you guys tonight. We have Marlon Mo Sneaks Blackman from New York City, Dykeman Projects. He used to do radio. He's done television. He has his own magazine, which is called the Jax Magazine, which is the Project Magazine. He has interviewed so many celebrity artists. He has a sneaker shop, which is he has more sneakers than sneakerheads. Unite, because he has everything you're looking for. If you name it, he's got it. He has a television thing that I checked out also, where he wants you to take a picture with your collection. So, sneakerheads, we got Marlon Mo Sneaks Blackman here tonight, and we also have musical guest Strut. With their single, Keep On Running, and they are from the Hemp Hill Music Group. So this is a little bit different. They are real musicians. They have a very large horn section. I don't know. James, did you read the bio?
I didn't. Not yet, actually. See, and like,
oh,
should we...
Sorry to put you on the spot.
I know. It happens. We were trying. I was trying to prepare for the show kind of last minute, so I didn't get a chance to read their bio yet. But I'm going to read it before they come on, so that we have so we have a little bit more information on them. I feel bad because we didn't, or I didn't read up on them yet. So, but I'm pulling up their website right now.
Okay, great. So, Jamesy. It's Thirsty Thursday. Have you had a drink?
I haven't, but I'm going out tonight. I'm going to have a drink tonight, so.
Oh, where are you going tonight?
Yeah. Me and
where are you
a
going
cousin.
Tonight?
Me and one of my cousins, my cousin Jeannie. She was actually my former co-host on Lips on the Air. She and I and one of her friends, one of my friends, we're going out to the gay bar, and we're going to drink and sing karaoke. It's going to be fun.
Nice.
That's what we're doing tonight.
Well, I hope you have a good time. Well, are you hooking up?
Probably not. Haven't really.
Good boy.
I would like to, but I don't think anyone's going to want to hook up with me. So it tends to be how it happens.
Oh, really? Why is that? Why do you feel like that?
When it comes to, like, going out and stuff, I'm very much, like, the shy person where I kind of just...
Mm-hmm.
I'm not very outgoing, and I'm not very courageous when I'm out there with people. So it's like I end up sticking really close to the group that I'm with. So, and I guess it keeps me out of trouble because if I didn't, I'd probably end up going home with somebody new all the time, and I'm not... I don't want to be a slut like that, so... Yeah.
Even though you're on Bender.
Even though what?
No. Are you trying to reform the sluttiness? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I'm trying to reform my sluttiness and not be so eager. I should say, not be so eager.
Easy. Sorry, I'm such a terrible friend.
Hey, you're fine.
I'm so terrible.
You tell it like it is, though, and that's what I love about you. So I'm totally cool with that.
Well, thanks.
But
I mean,
anyway,
love me or hate me. There is no in-between with me. You either love the shit out of me or you want to fucking crush my skull. There's no in-between.
Well, I love the shit out of you. So
I don't do middle roads too well.
Nice. Well, I don't want to crush your skull, so it's the opposite. I love you too much to do that.
Me.
But just so everybody knows,
that's
we do have
the
chat room open.
Live.
Yeah, we can't edit anything.
I don't think that's
so. Yeah, we're live. We're live, and we have the chat room open. So you guys can click on the link on our Facebook page and join us in the chat room. You can also hit us up on Twitter at The Ketchup Radio. You can also send us your email at theketchupradioshow@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you guys. So, you know, definitely we want you guys to be a part of this just as much as we are. So make sure you guys are hitting us up there. But we do have a good show planned. For later, for tonight, but we have some time to kill before our first guest calls in. So, Stephanie, how's your week been?
You know, I just had so much stuff to do, not enough hours in the day, and I just spent a little bit of money getting some new. I wanted to change stuff around because I put a living room in our basement, you know, a secondary living room, and you know, so I did a little bit of shopping for that, but I kind of took some of our older stuff and put it downstairs. So I bought new nightstands and a new dresser that matches those nightstands and one for my daughter as well. Plus, I bought a computer and a desk. So I've had to do, like, a lot of assembly this week.
Mm-hmm.
And there's still shit sitting in boxes that I still haven't put together because it seems like everything that you put together is hours long. It's fucking ridiculous. I hate it.
I know. I have to buy a new bookcase here in next week when I get paid. And I've been putting off buying it because I don't want to have to put it together. Like, I hate having to assemble things. It's not fun. And so I've been putting off buying it because I don't want to have to put it together. It's
right.
Sad, really.
No,
it shouldn't be like that. But yeah,
And besides that, like buying shit, like then I can't get it in my car or in the door, so I have to buy it like assembled or unassembled.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then getting here is just like a whole nother fucking story. Trying to put that shit together. No, thank you. If I was sitting here drinking and getting fucked up by myself, it probably wouldn't be so bad, but we're talking about work nights. Oh, man,
right.
It just sucks. I don't want to do it. I dread it.
Right.
I just want people to come over to help me.
Right. I know. It's better when you have people there to kind of just talk to. It makes time go by so much quicker. But, like, on New Year's Day, I got some furniture from my grandma's house that I bought from my cousin, and we had to move all of it in. The day before or on New Year's Day, and we had to get it out of my grandma's house, and it was just me and my cousin moving it. So getting it inside my apartment, which is small, which is cramped enough, and then me and my friend Caitlin had to take all my old furniture out of my room to put this new furniture in here, and then try and get, we broke a lot of stuff.
Right.
I had an entertainment center that I had in my room that I was trying to put it down in our storage room, and in the process of moving it downstairs in the storage room, it broke. So I have to now take it apart, and I don't want to take it apart yet, but so it's in my storage room, but it's like, it's got a really bad lean to it. So it's not very well secure anymore. So I can't put anything on that. And then, we moved my bookcase from one wall to the other one, without taking everything off of it first, which is probably the smart idea would have been to take everything off of it, but we didn't. And so we just tried to, like, scoot it across the floor, and in the process, we broke that. and it's now got a really bad lean to it. So I've had to take everything off of it. But it's still, you know, mm-hmm. up against my wall, standing up against the wall, and all my DVDs are stacked in front of my dresser on the floor, and all my books are on my other dresser, and just a big mess that I need to clean up, and I don't want to do it.
Lucky you.
Yeah. I don't want to deal with it yet, so.
You know, shit happens.
Right. But I'm going to keep the old one for spare parts. So when I buy a new one, I'm going to have spare parts so that I can make it work.
Uh-huh. So I got a question for you, Jamesy. Do you wear sneakers?
Do I wear sneakers? I wear tennis shoes, and I wear Nikes.
Okay.
I'm not a sneakerhead.
So do you know anybody who collects sneakers? You don't.
I don't.
I know lots of people who collect sneakers.
Uh-huh.
I know. See, here, like in New York, they get like tickets and stand in line and wait for Jordans and things like that to come out.
Yeah.
Do you do that there?
I was never like that. I'm not obsessed with shoes, I guess, because I never had, like, I always had, like, the cheap tennis shoes that you'd buy at, like, Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never been big into sneakers. I've never been big into shoes. I prefer boots.
No. You said boots?
I'm weird. Yeah. I'm more into boots. I don't know what it is, but I like boots. But if most sneaks wants to, you know, cut me a discount on a pair of sneakers, I could probably get into them.
You're going to try to up your fashion game?
I'm always trying to up my fashion game. I'm always trying to make myself look better. Because Go ahead.
I can hear myself. Well, I have some heels you can try on. I'm a heel chick.
You're a heels chick?
What size are you?
Well, I don't think you...
Yeah, I am.
In women's, I'm a size... I believe I'm a size 12. 12 or 13 in women. Yeah.
Well, Jesus Christ, you got some big-ass feet.
Mm-hmm. And they have to be wide. They can't be, like, just, you know, regular, like, female size. They have to be the wide ones. Because my feet are... I do have big feet.
Jesus,
so.
How tall are you, Jamesy?
I am 5'10".
How tall are you?
5'10"? 5'10".
And your feet are, like, a size 14 in guys?
No, in men's, my feet are, like, a size... My shoe... Like, men's shoes, I wear a size... Depending on the shoe, it's a 10.5 to an 11.5. But when I was trying, sadly, I had to try on women's heels a couple of weeks ago, which is embarrassing to do that in the store, and found out that I'm in women's a size 12, wide, so
no,
kind of random.
I don't think that's accurate if you're a 10, because, well, maybe, no, see, I'm a size 7 in women, but a 5 in boys. So I guess that is right. If you're a 10 in men, then you would be a 12 in women. Jesus, I guess you're, I guess so.
Yeah. It's like
do they even make a 12 in women?
Surprisingly, yes, they do. I have a pair of them sitting on my floor.
Are they for tonight?
No, not for tonight. I don't plan on wearing them tonight, no. I plan on wearing them, I don't know. My thing was, I was buying them because I was going to do drag. I was eventually going to go do drag, and I never made it work. Like, I tried it at home, and I did all the makeup and the hair, and I put on the dress that I bought, and then I ended up taking the dress back, taking the fake boobs that I bought and the bra back and all that stuff, because it just was, like, I looked at myself in the mirror and I did not like what I saw. So I ended up taking it all back just because it was not cute. I did not make a good man or a good woman in my opinion. So I felt kind of embarrassed about it, and I was just like, no. So I have like $50 worth of makeup in my bathroom. If anyone wants to try, wants to buy it, you know, send us an email at theketchupradioshow@gmail.com. I will gladly make you or take whatever offer you want and sell my makeup to you, just so I can get rid of it, because I'm never gonna use it. I might use the eyeliner. I think I'll use the eyeliner. But I bought like two wigs, so I have two different hairstyles that I'll gladly sell you as well if you want to buy those. So yeah, just hit us up. Let me know.
Crazy ass. Well, what kind of makeup did you buy?
I didn't buy anything CoverGirl. I bought Rimmel, London. I bought I have foundation. I have eyeshadow. I have blush. I have lipstick. I have eyelashes. I have mascara. I've got a bunch of stuff. Like, just I watched a few drag tutorials, like drag makeup tutorials, and I'm like, okay, I need to get this, and I need to get this, and I need to get this, and I didn't get half of what they said I needed, and or what they used in their tutorials. So it's been a little I wasted money, and I'm not happy.
Well, I hope that you come to Syracuse soon, and I'm pretty sure that we'll have lots of things. I think you will love New York City more than anything, to be honest with you. And I think that you'll blend in just fine.
Well, I've never been to New York City, and I would love to go to New York sometime. So, but it looks like we have somebody on the line, so give me just a moment.
Okay. You guys, thanks so much for tuning in tonight. You know, we're just chatting and catching up. If you haven't listened, Jamesy has some makeup that he wants to give out. I don't know anybody who wears other people's makeup, but I know I don't. But I don't know how, you know, guys do. But I know that it's about this time that we're going to be welcoming our special guest onto the show. And I have a lot of questions, and anybody? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Marlon.
Radio. How's it going on?
This is the Catch Up Radio. Is this Mr. Mo Sneaks?
Yes, it is. How y'all doing?
We're doing good tonight. So thanks for coming on. I was explaining to our listeners that you, I know you because you did a little radio before. You have had the Jex magazine. I want to say happy anniversary. It's been 16 years?
Yeah, 16, yeah.
16 years of the Jex magazine. Do you want to tell everybody what the Jex magazine is really about?
Yeah, sure, of course. The Jex magazine is a magazine I started back in 1999, February, where I used to be in a little group, and we basically needed an outlet on how to get our music out, aside from just giving out, like, free CDs and tapes and stuff like that. So we wound up just, you know, doing local talent shows and building on from there, and then we started hearing people, you know, playing our music. So then I decided we need another way to branch out, and then it just so happened that, you know, a magazine came about from all of that, and then selling it for $1 from my house, and then it just branched off from there like a tree and just kept growing.
Yeah, I mean, you've done everything, like amazing talent shows. I know you guys have, like, basketball tournaments for Dykeman Days, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I've seen, like, video footage of some of the sickest basketball moves I think I've ever seen in my life. And I know that you used to have parties every year, but you've also, in your magazine, we're going to get to your sneaker stuff, but it's just like a way of life that, you know, that you represent. And I know that you've talked about very, very real shit in your magazines. I remember one story that I read that was like such an eye-opener. And I used to subscribe to the magazine. That's how dope it is, guys. back in the day when, you know, when we first were, you know, college time, I guess.
Yeah.
But one story that I read was, like, a unanimous person who was, like, HIV positive, like, basically, like, Superhead, basically, but she had AIDS and was, like, going around and would brush her teeth before she would, like, give people oral sex with the intentions to give them disease. And I was just like, oh, my God.
Yeah,
I can't even believe that someone would come forward and say that. Huh?
Mm-hmm. And I said she was a young female, too.
What did you say? I didn't hear you.
She was a young female, yeah. That, you know, went and told her story. And it was like, wow, like, this is an eye-opener.
Wow.
You know, just anybody.
Yeah, that blew my mind. But in addition to all the real shit that you have in there, there was such great content. You also had, I'm sorry, besides that content, you also had interviews with a lot of celebrities that were involved in the music industry. How did you come about with that? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I mean, like, with just about anything, you know, when you're coming up, you know, word of mouth travels fast. You know, like, when you start moving, you know, units, and you know, it catches on to people, like, oh, you know, like, what is this about? And then it got to, like, you know, the industry exec, like, oh, you know, this is something new. You know, we never heard it before. And then they were just basically, you know, contacting me, oh, we're having so-and-so here. Can you come down here and, you know, do an interview with them? And, you know, be backstage with this one and that one. So, you know, it was a good look, you know, behind the scenes of what goes on as far as the artist and, you know, just branching out and,
right,
you know, getting them featured on front covers.
Okay,
and everything.
So, right, I know. I mean, I know that, geez, there's been countless of them. I remember one in particular. You had, I think, Jay on there. Just so much. And so I want to commend you because I really, you know, to stick with something and have it turn out to be what it is just commendable, and I have nothing but respect for you for that.
Thank you.
But I knew you've been collecting sneakers forever, and I cracked up seeing the crown, you wearing the crown with your boxes of shoes. What is going on? Now, where did most sneaker shop come about? How'd you start this venture now?
I mean, as you know, as a subscriber, like, you would know, and, you know, other people have listened in that had, you know, purchased the magazine in the past, you can notice a trend within the magazine. We would buy monthly, every 2 months. So you would see every two months when an issue would be released, you would see, like, a sneaker, like, either one page or two, or even sometimes four pages I would do, and it would be, like, sneakers that's coming out within the next, you know, few months. So that caught on, you know, I was always, you know, into sneakers as it was anyway. But, I mean, the trend was big then, but it wasn't as big as it is now. And then, you know, went on with that, and then went back to school for my master's degree within for business. And then it was like, all right, what am I going to do with this? And the fact that, you know, I was just in love with sneakers so much, like, you know, why not just do a sneaker store? And the fact that, you know, people, you know, my name is Marlon, but people call me Mo, you know, from Dykeman and, you know, family members.
Right.
They call me Mo. So it was like, you know, Mo Sneaks. And it just, I don't know, just went together, you know, put two together, you know, came up with that word, Mo Sneaks, and just basically ran with it. And then that's how it all came up. And then, you know, at the online store going, the blog. So, and with that, you know, being out, that kind of like, now I wouldn't say like stopped me from doing the magazine because we still, you know, in publication, but we just haven't released any new issues yet. But, you know, I've been, my main focus so far has been on, you know, Mo Sneaks shop.
Right. Now, what do you guys do? What are the shoes that you have? Like, are you getting the hottest shit that comes out? Explain to me what the shop is, actually.
It varies because, like, a lot of people may go on the site and go, you know, they don't see much on it. But what it is, you can create an account on go through the website. And once you create that, you get a link, you know, to sign up for the list. The object of the list is, like, we get new stuff in. People, you know, when you sign up to our list, it has, you know, your sneaker size, of course. And then we notice, so it registers within the system. And once we get new stuff, like, it goes out to people that's on that list. Like, look, this is what we have in stock, you know, you'll be the first one to get it. So once that, you know, once they get that, they want to order it. They order it, and then, you know, we can't, we don't even have time to put it up on the site because of the fact that it's gone once we send out to our subscribers. So, you know,
the emails. Okay, so that's the emails that I'm getting. Okay.
Yeah.
So
well,
next,
yeah, sometimes some of those, yeah.
How many then, pairs of sneakers do you own, Marlon?
Me personally, I mean, I honestly couldn't call it. I mean, I haven't really took a count.
You
I mean,
don't
it's
know.
Not like, you know, like I won't say thousands, but it's a reasonable number, I would say.
Yeah, and what's the most far out, most expensive pair that you own?
I mean, I never went over. I would say maybe $250, $275.
Never.
I wasn't one, you know, that was, yeah. Nah, I never went over that. The most I would say maybe $300. That's
okay.
Like the top. Up in that, it's like, nah, you know. I'm not
so what do you
that.
Think now?
But, you know,
like, you know, back in the day when, go ahead, when you were collecting sneakers and stuff, Mark. What do you think now? Obviously, you probably get the tickets. Obviously, you ain't really standing in lines and killing people like a lot of people do up here. But, nah, none of that, huh?
Nah.
So you're going to get the Yeezys?
Nah, I'm in that.
Are you going to get the Yeezys?
That, you know, that's like in the topic. I mean, they look all right. You know, it's a lot of hype around it. But, I mean, I'm not really, I don't know. The sneaker looks okay, but I'm not really, I don't really feel like that. It's, you know, maybe when they come up with other colorways, but right now, you know, and I'm hearing there's, like, you know, a defect with the zipper and everything, so people complain about that. So they got to get that fixed. So, I mean, I don't know, for $350, you don't really want nothing going wrong with the sneaker. I mean, you know, any garment you buy, you for that, you know, that amount of money, you don't want nothing to be wrong with it, no type of defect. But, you know, the sneaker looks okay, you know, to each his own. Maybe they come out, you know, the black ones come out soon, you know, I'll see how those look.
And what's your ultimate favorite sneaker of all time?
Ultimate? I wouldn't say Jordan because
like
I'd be
those
so
ones that you just love
Jordan.
So much you can't take them out the box. Which ones?
I mean, it's a few of them that I have, but I haven't taken out. It's some from 2001. They haven't been touched yet. They just in the box. But my favorite, I would say. Off the top of my head, probably 95, MX 95.
Yeah.
No specific color, but just, 95 is comfortable. They, you know,
they're
you
comfortable.
Can, you know, wear just about anything with them.
All right.
I'm getting
right.
back into the matches.
So, facts. So, what advice would you have to any young kids out here who are starting out their sneaker collection, they're getting all their Jordans, they're, you know, getting their KDs. What advice do you have for them for collecting sneakers?
I mean, I would just say, like, you know, although it's a trend that's going on now, like, you know, just be yourself. Don't follow behind, oh, this one has it. Like, don't try to compete with somebody else because, you know, it's just ridiculous. Like, I know, you know, I've heard the stories of people standing online and then a mob of people will come and just skip the line, and that causes controversy. You've seen the papers, people getting shot over sneakers or people that stand online getting robbed. I mean, all that's ridiculous for what? Like, you know, it just, that messed up the whole culture of the sneaker game. Like, it just, that wasn't going on back in the day. Back in the day, there was so much supply, you know, you didn't have to worry about it.
Right. Yeah.
Okay,
now,
what you gonna say?
I mean, and obviously this is supposed to be your sneaker collection, so why fill up your sneaker collection of shoes that somebody else wants because you have to have them? Why not have a sneaker collection of shoes that you want?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
And not
that's
what
exactly
someone
what
else
mean.
Wants.
Yeah.
Yes,
I mean,
absolutely.
That's what it is. You know, it's people being each other, oh, well,
okay. Absolutely. So, Mar, are you going to be – when is the next issue of the Jex coming out? Are you having an anniversary issue?
Well, yeah, usually I will have an issue come out, like, right before the anniversary, February 17th. So, that don't pass, you know, last week. But,
right.
I'm working on some things for the summer.
Okay.
You know, let's say that. I'm working for something, you know, for the summer. It may not be an anniversary party because, you know, it'll be months, but I'm working on something, you know, get people back in the groove, you know, having good parties
Absolutely.
And a good time and a good environment.
Yeah, have you had a party? You probably haven't had a party in years, have you?
not for the magazine, no. It's been a while.
Yeah, I, right. Back when I was a subscriber, every year Marlon would have a hot party down in the city where, mm-hmm. you know, it was a great networking, great they were always great. I never had a bad time at any party that I ever came through. And mm-hmm. I'm just really happy that I got to know you. And thank you so much for coming on tonight. And can you do us a favor and give us let us know, how can we get on the email list for the sneakers? How can we find the store? How can we subscribe to the magazine? How can we find out about it? Let us all know.
For starting with the magazine, the website, I took it down because I'm working on, you know, a new website for it. The other one, I wasn't liking the way it was, like, maneuvering. But we're on Facebook, you know, the Jex Magazine, as well as Instagram, the Jex Mag, M-A-G, or J-E-C-T-S Mag, the Jex Mag on Instagram.
Right. And the Jex, like the projects, guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like the project. For most sneaks, it's www.mosneaksshop.com. That's two S's, MOSNEAKSSHOP.com. Same thing on Instagram, mosneaksshop. If you go to the website, you see the tab saying create an account. You create an account, your name is listed on there, and then, you know, you get another link, you know, with asking you, you know, what's your sneaker size, stuff like that.
Okay.
And Twitter is the Jex. Like, both of them linked together, Jex and Most Sneak Shop. And Facebook as well, Most Sneak Shop. Oh, and Google, Blogspot, where we do Most Sneak TV, where we get sneakers in and we shoot a sneaker review so you can see how the sneaker looks, you know, before it comes out, and, you know, the whole texture of it and up close and things like that. The box opening up.
Oh, that's awesome. That's a great tool.
Yeah, that's mostsneaks.blogspot.com. You know, you go in there, you have Gmail, you can click on that to subscribe, and then, you know, you'll be getting a feed of every time we load a video, a new stuff that we shoot. And also,
great, that's an awesome
those listeners out there, if we're also looking for Most Sneaks TV, people who collect sneakers as well. Like, if y'all like to be interviewed, you know, we come out there to you and, you know, shoot your collection. And, but, you know, because everyone has a story. When it comes to sneakers, everyone has a story. Why they collect sneakers, why they got into it, what's their favorite. Just like, you know, I would just, you know, ask. Everybody has their own story. So, you know, we're also looking for prospects to shoot Most Sneaks TV, to keep that going on and have, you know, load up videos every now and so.
Well, there you go, you guys. So if you have a sneaker collection and it's to die for, make sure you hit up Most Sneaks. You know, they'll film you on location because he's interested in the story. So there you go. We're going to put all that information up on the website or on our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you so much, Marlon Most Sneaks, for coming through. We really appreciate having you. The Ketchup appreciates it. And we really hope you had a nice time.
Thank you. Thank y'all for having me.
Thank you. Jamesy, let's give him a nice round of applause. My producer's slacking over there.
I'm not trying to slack.
Thanks
it's
so much,
Marlon.
What are you doing over there?
Everything's on a slight delay for some reason. I don't know what's wrong.
All right. Well, thanks. Let's give a nice shout out to Marlon for that. That was nice. It was informative, and I'm actually ready to go check out some stuff. But now we have our next caller on the line. We have Jordan Hemphill from a band called Strut. Now, you guys, this is a little bit different. They are real musicians. So let's, without further ado, give a nice warm welcome to Jordan Hemphill.
Hey, how's it going, Stephanie?
Hi, Jordan. How are you?
I'm doing very good. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Sorry for the confusion a little bit earlier today.
Oh, no, it's all good. It's all good.
Very good. Okay. So tell us a little bit about what you got going on right now.
Well, we just got just finishing up our first EP. We were in the studio about last month. And really looking forward to that. We're just kind of doing some overdubs on that. And then we got a big show coming up next week also over at Los Globos in Silver Lake.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, how many people are in the group Strut?
Well, we got 11 people right now. It's a big band,
okay.
And we're even looking about expanding it right now. We're probably going to get a percussionist pretty soon. And for this show also, we do have dancers, so you know, we could call them a part of the band too, so that would bring it up to about 14 people, 13, 14 people on stage, just looking to bring you a good time, a lot of entertainment.
Yeah, okay. So you guys, what I love about you guys is that you obviously are performing live, you're using real instruments, and you're performing live shows, and it looks like you guys have quite a stage presence as well. So we checked out your music, and we think that it's absolutely dope. And tell us a little bit about your connection with Raven.
Oh, Raven, well, you know, we met, she booked a show of ours in North Hollywood, and, you know, she really liked what we were doing. And for this show, she's actually doing choreography for this show with her dancers. So she's helping out with that. And, yeah, she's amazing.
Yeah, she was one of our first guests on our show, actually. I think for our second episode. And is also a very talented. Is she going to be one of your dancers?
You know what? She won't be able to do it for this show, but actually all the moves that the dancers are doing, she choreographed all that and, you know, spent time with our music
awesome.
And putting it together. So it's gonna be very exciting, and she definitely helped out a lot with that.
Okay, so when is the show that you have coming up?
It's next Wednesday, March 4th.
March 4th. And can you tell us a little bit more about that in detail?
Yeah, well, you know, we're basically doing this to start promoting this EP that we have coming out. And we're going to play a set with two other bands, too, with the Wild Bunch, which is another great big kind of funk hip-hop band, and Austin Colby as well. So it's going to be a great, very upbeat, you know, entertaining night. And we're going to play a couple of originals. Some new originals as well. We got some new ones in there, and a couple of covers as well. That should really get people moving. That's the point.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, where can everybody check your music out at, or buy your music from?
That is going to be over on SoundCloud. We have some tunes up there, but nothing is really officially released yet. The EP is still just doing some overdubs and a little bit more mixing. We're hoping to release these tracks probably in about a week or two.
Oh, good. Okay. So are we playing an exclusive tonight?
Yeah, that would be very exclusive. Yep.
Well, then I feel very honored that we are going to have that. tell us a little bit about what is Keep On Running.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, that song is, it's just got a great, great beat. And lyrically, it's just about, I don't know, the hustle out here in L.A. Like, everyone you meet out here, everyone's trying to make it, you know. And it's tough. So it's just kind of like, keep on running. Like,
absolutely.
Keep doing it, and, you know, you'll hear.
Yeah, definitely. I'm pretty sure, like, as much opportunity as there is in L.A., there are so many people doing similar things. So I can imagine that that it would be easy. But I think that you guys are very talented, and you have a very nice sound to you. How did you guys start into getting into music? How did you start this?
Well, you know, it was actually it's just been a little bit of a long time running. Me and the drummer have been trying to just find different musicians out here who just want to play funk. That's really been the core of everything that we've been trying to do. Find people who want to play funk. And a lot of people really like funk, but a lot of people don't really know what funk really is. So you run into these people who are like, oh, yeah, I like funk, but they're kind of like playing more like rock. So, you know, we've been playing with a lot of different musicians for like 2 years now. And, you know, we finally just started finding the right musicians almost about a year ago. And we started writing songs together and putting this together. And, you know, here it is.
Right. Yeah, you guys look like you have a lot of fun doing this.
Yeah. And you said you guys do covers of other artists. How do you guys incorporate your sound into a cover song?
Well, you know, that's really the musicians playing it. You know, we try and think of original arrangements. I do some arranging for the horns, that whatever they play. And just knowing the musicians, like the rhythm section that we have is really good. I got to say, we got Alistair on bass, also Alistair Laskin, Gene Luzzella on drums, and Cabram Berhain on keyboards. And they're all just really amazing musicians, and they just kind of bring their own flavor to it. So, you know, whenever we play any type of song, it's going to be our sound, you know.
Right.
And what artists do you guys cover?
You know, we try and mix it up a lot of different stuff. You know, we'll do let me think here. Stuff like Michael Jackson, we'll do a little bit of that, a little bit of Prince, Earth, Wind and Fire. I like playing a little bit of that. So you know, we'll do some throwback 70s stuff, and we'll also do a little bit more current songs as well.
Nice.
Right. So how would you, for those that aren't familiar with funk music, how would you describe to them to get a feel for funk? Let me give you an example. Like, okay, you name some artists that are kind of like a, you know, from a bluesy type of background. Let's just say that I have no idea what funk music is. How would you make me understand what it is?
You got to hear it. You can't explain funk. You'll feel it. You'll feel it.
You got to feel it.
Right away? No, absolutely.
You gotta feel funk.
Absolutely. Maybe
yes,
you get a better
absolutely.
Understanding if I A-B you two different tracks, and you'll feel it. If your body starts moving and you start feeling good, that's funk.
How about this? How about you give us a nice introduction to your next song that we're about to play for you right now?
Well, all I can say is get ready for your body to start moving and feeling good.
This is the Ketchup Radio with an exclusive for Keep On Running by The Struts.
Running, baby, I'm gonna go.
so that, I would say, in my feel, is like a 70s, jazzy, bluesy. It's a little bit of everything, and you're absolutely right. You do feel it. You have no choice but to groove to that. If you don't,
yep,
you're just lame. Lames be quiet.
Okay.
But no, definitely. Yeah, I definitely was feeling that, and I definitely would want to go somewhere to see that. Like, that's definitely, you know, to be live, is to hear that on air or to hear that and recorded, it does no justice compared to hearing it live, I can imagine.
Yeah, well, you know, that's really really what we're all about, you know, the recorded versions of these songs. You know, it's just to get the songs out there. You know, everyone likes to listen to music on their own. But the big thing about this
right.
band is creating a live experience.
Absolutely. And you guys look like you look the part as well, in addition to having all that talent. I mean, how you have to have work with some seriously talented musicians to put together a funk band.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. These are some of the best musicians I've ever played with, for sure.
Now, what instruments all go into this? What do you got working on in your group right now?
Drums, keyboards. We got 3 singers and 4 horns.
Wow.
And
okay.
I did see
that you are going to have a pretty big horn show at the show coming up, correct?
A big horn?
I'm sorry. Are you going to be having a large horn group for this show that you have coming up?
Yeah. Yep. We're gonna have plenty of horns for you.
You are. Okay. I just had read in your email that you had that you said something about the show that you had coming up about, was it percussion? I'm not even sure. I can't even bring it up because my computer's being stupid right now.
Oh, yeah, no, don't trip. Well, basically...
oh, your full horn section, yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got,
the mad
like
soul
I said,
horns.
Plenty of big horns for you.
Plenty of big horns. Are you guys going to have this event recorded?
You know what? I think there should be some kind of media there. I think there'll be some video footage happening. So, you know, you should...
Absolutely. That would be
likely.
Really awesome, because we would love to see that over here on the East Coast, because I won't be able to get out there by in a couple days. But I definitely am excited for you guys. This sounds like a really exciting show, an exciting opportunity, and we would love to keep up with you guys and follow up with you, especially when your album is released. You have shows. If you ever leave the LA area and hit the road with your show, we'd love to catch you and have you back again to catch up with you.
I would love to catch up, Stephanie.
I would love to have you catch up with us again. Jamesy, what do you think?
I would love it. When you guys have you finish your EP and you guys get your EP ready to come out, definitely let us know. We'd love to help you guys promote that and have you back on.
Absolutely. We definitely want to help you promote that. We'll definitely, you know, post it to our sites for you. So just make sure that you stay in touch with us. And we just want to say thank you so much. Can you tell all of our listeners where we can find your music and where we can they can find The Strut?
Absolutely. You could find The Strut and Funk, baby. And our website is strutfunk.com. And you can search that anywhere. Instagram, Facebook, Strut, Funk. Together, and you got a good groove going.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Let's give them a great round of applause.
We also have their links in the description, too, so you can check it out there. Okay. Stephanie?
Yes, Jamesy.
We just had dead air for a minute.
There's some weird-ass delay going on with the phone. I feel like I'm in, like, a warp zone right now. I don't know what's going on. Sorry for this, guys, listeners, but I don't know what the hell that was all about. I was there, but no one could hear me.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know what's been going on. I'm gonna Blog Talk must be having some issues because I feel like you're kind of delayed a little bit. I feel like there is a little bit of a delay there.
I feel the same. Like I feel like I'm waiting for you to reply when I say something to you. It's just very strange. But yes, I agree. Wow, that was interesting. I'm really happy that we are having real talent, real musicians come onto the show. I really, that kind of piqued my interest. It's just something different. And what a nice guy Jordan was to come on. And I'm excited to hear about what this Champagne Odyssey is that's going to be released next month. It kind of makes me want to, like, be like James Brown.
Yeah. It was good. It had me grooving. It had me sitting here, got my body moving. I liked it.
It made me
want to
have a damn drink right about now.
I know. I'm so ready to go have one. But I mean, Jordan, he sounded really cool. He sounded like a nice guy. He sounded cute too, not gonna lie. Yeah, so we have their links in the description. We'll also put the links over on our Facebook page, as well as on our Twitter. We will get you guys the links to check out Strut Funk. We'll also give you guys the links to check out Mo Sneaks and the Jex magazine. We want to say thank you to Mo Sneaks and Jordan of Strut for coming on the show tonight. And go ahead and get into our promo here. If you guys want to, you can follow us on Twitter. You can follow me at James Hankins. You can follow Stephanie at Ms. Konyk, MZ_KONYK. You follow me at James Hankins.
Wow.
You guys know how to spell my name.
You're outdoing yourself this week, Jamesy.
You can also follow us at the Ketchup Radio Show.
Holy shit.
The Ketchup Radio. Make sure you guys are sending us your emails, theketchupradioshow@gmail.com. Send us your music, send us topics, send us story ideas, whatever you guys want to send us. We'd love to hear from you guys. And make sure that you follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/theketchuponuncensoredradio. The main show, Guilty Pleasures, that's on Wednesday nights, has been on hiatus for the last 2 weeks. It could potentially be on hiatus for the next week as well, just because there's a lot of stuff going on for the hosts over there. So we'll keep you guys updated on when they'll be back.
I know. They've
but,
got
um,
Power Rangers. I saw Karen is on her way to another Power Rangers thing. I know Kat's in L.A. And I don't know. What's Jeffrey up to?
Jeffrey's working his fingers to the bone up there in
Auburn. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, he's been really busy. But Karen's got more conventions coming up. She's doing, I think, Pensacon in Florida this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to be doing Lexicon in March in Lexington, Kentucky. She's got a bunch of things coming up, so definitely keep an eye out for that over on Facebook. But also make sure you guys are tuning in to us every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, and grab a drink. Have a drink, grab a cocktail, sit back, relax, and get ready to catch up because we do it every Thursday. And
I got to say that my energy level has been, like, less than the last 2 weeks, and I think it's because I've been sober. So my Thursday is about to get popping again next week because I need to pick it up a little bit.
Well, hopefully next week I won't be going out.
I think
out
we're doing
to drink.
Good with the drink.
Yeah, hopefully next week I won't be going out to drink, so I'll have a drink already here, and I can drink here. Oh, so that we can get Thursday off and pop in.
I'm just buying a bottle of wine. And you know what, maybe I should just, when I leave tomorrow or something, I'm just going to, like, go to the liquor store and just buy, like, 4 bottles of wine. So then I just never have to, like, leave. I can
right.
Just every Thursday, just crack open a bottle of wine, and then I'll be good. Because I mean, I can't even finish a whole bottle of wine to myself.
Right.
Obviously, I wouldn't be able to do the show.
Just go over to Jeffrey's house. He's got a liquor store in his kitchen, I'm sure. Just go over to Jeffrey's.
I know he does, but he drinks out of a fishbowl. He doesn't drink out of a normal wine glass. He drinks out of a fishbowl.
He does. I've seen that firsthand. I can't drink that much. I'm not that big of a drinker, so but I like to drink. I like to have a nice drink on occasion. So Thirsty Thursday is gonna
get
awesome.
Yeah, I do too. It is, and it has to, because, I mean, I need that, but I don't like to get drunk. There's a difference, but we've already talked about this before. You guys, don't type and drink. No, just kidding. You can type and drink.
Yeah, don't.
Just be careful, you know.
Yeah.
You said no, don't.
Don't host a radio show and get drunk. Yeah, don't host a radio show and get drunk. You say a lot of things you don't want to say. So. You say a lot of things you're going to regret the next day. Case in point, listen to any episode of Uncensored Radio where I was wasted. They get confessions out of me that are not very fun. But I think we need to also a Throwback Thursday. I think we need to do a Throwback Thursday.
A Throwback Thursday.
Yeah, at the start of the show. I think we need to tell some old, like, some throwback story about ourselves, just so listeners can relate to us a little bit more. So I think we should start that next week, a Throwback Thursday.
That's kind of a good idea.
Throwback
Thursday. Or maybe we can get our listeners to call us up, 323-417-6705. Have our listeners call up and tell us their Throwback Thursday stories.
Oh, yeah.
That would be a lot of fun.
That would be awesome. Yeah. So maybe we'll start that next week. Guys, get your Throwback Thursday stories prepared. Or even email them to us. Email them to us at theketchupradioshow@gmail.com. We might call you out. You know, we might just start reading some throwback stuff and throw people under the bus. So,
and share your story.
It could be a good time.
Yes, absolutely.
It could be a good time.
That is absolutely true.
But despite our technical difficulties from tonight, this has been a really good show. And number 7 is in the can.
It is. Thank you guys for tuning in. We love you so much. Make sure you follow us on the Catch Up on Facebook, The Catch Up Radio on Twitter, and send us your music, theketchupradioshow@gmail.com. Send us your story ideas, send us your topics. We love you guys. Thanks for tuning in. Mwah.
And send us your Throwback Thursdays. Good night, everybody.